Okay. Dzień dobry.
Good morning.
Oh, some people actually answered dzień dobry. Oh, yes, good. Dobrze, ja zacznę po polsku.
I am going to begin by speaking in Polish.
Dlatego, że przywozimy pozdrowienia z Polski.
The reason being we bring greetings to you from Poland.
A konkretnie przywozimy pozdrowienia z Kościoła Chrystusowego w Ostródzie.
Particularly we bring you greetings from the Christian Church in Ostróda.
Nie jest to tak duży kościół jak wasz kościół.
It is not as large a fellowship as yours.
Spotyka się w nim około 50, może 60 osób.
We have about 50 to 60 people.
Ale pastor Zbyszek prosił, żeby zabrać i pozdrowić was, zabrać pozdrowienia i pozdrowić was.
But our pastor Zbyszek asked us if we would please bring greetings to you. This is a Polish tradition in the evangelical churches in Poland. When you travel to bring, I added a lot. When you travel to bring greetings from your fellowship, you bring them when you visit.
And we find this tradition in the New Testament, obviously, as well. So that's, okay, just we would like to...
I almost said that again.
Just a quick introduction. You heard our last name, Korytkowski. So this SKI means that we are, it gives you a hint that we're Polish. I'm Polish, 100% Polish. April is 100%, almost 100% American. And our children were born, two of them in Poland, and one of them was born in the United States. And we are with ministry called Ostróda Christian Camp, Poland, and our main purpose is preparing the encounters of sinners with Christ. Basically, this is what we do in Poland, and April is going to tell you how do we do it. I'm going to...
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm going to say that my glasses are right there, but I think I can do this. I forgot them for a second. But how do we do this? Most of the time, we organize camps and events. We organize them for children, teens, adults, seniors, families, churches from all over Poland. And we also invite people from other countries. This year we had people from Ukraine and Israel. And we even counted that we had guests in a lot of our Polish camps from another 8 countries. Among these camps that we had this last summer, we had Ukrainian children that were impacted by the war in the eastern part of Ukraine. And we also even had Holocaust survivors from Israel and teens from Israel as well. In total, we held 11 different camps during the summer. As well, we had 2 baptisms at the camp during the summer. One was held by our fellowship, Ostróda Christian Church, and another was held by a visiting church that was holding a camp. They had a baptism as well. So all of this is possible because together we can do more. We are not alone in our ministry, and you are a part of our ministry in advancing God's kingdom in Poland and actually in that part of the world. So the most important thing that I can tell you that happened this summer is we know of approximately 90 people this summer who committed their lives to Christ at Ostróda Christian Camp.
So thank you, April, for sharing this really important. I know that it's very brief, just, and actually we didn't say everything. I'm going to just share with you one of the testimonies, one of the ladies that we know, she's from Poland. But there is more to say, there is more to share, there are more stories that we would like to tell you. But if you would like to just hear the stories or just spend time with us, we are just, we're in the Mission House, White House, so you are invited. You can just, as Pastor Nathan said, you are just welcome. You just even walk to our house. If we're in the house, we'll welcome you. If you are not in the house, sorry, next time, try next time. But I would like to share with you a quick testimony of Basia. And Basia dedicated her life to Christ, not this summer, 2017, but many summers ago. And she went to Ostróda camp she was 10 years old. At Ostróda camp, for the first time, she heard about God's love, grace, and salvation in Christ. And 3 years later, she asked Jesus to be her Lord and Savior. And after that, she started reading the Bible on a regular basis and attend the youth meetings. And we do have a picture of Basha. This is Basha. I forgot about it. So Basha said that the decision she made at the Struda camp set the direction of her life. She was blessed growing up, surrounded by newborn Christians. She wrote that her personal relationship with Jesus when she was teen saved her from many disappointments and gave her strength to go through difficult moments in her life. In her short story, she also wrote, I'm happily married with a man I was praying for. We have two beautiful boys, ages 7 and 5. This year, the older one attended children's summer camp at Ostruda Christian Camp, and he wants to return there next year with his younger brother. And she wrote, I pray they both choose Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then Basha Matyshak, 34 years old. This is amazing way how she ended her short testimony, because she typed it, she sent it to me. I have it in my computer. But she ends her story or testimony in the following way. Happy wife and mother, worship leader, specialist in a consulting company. But, you know, just I want to emphasize this happy wife and happy mother. And because she has chosen to go through life, not by herself, but together with Christ, she has this amazing life story. And this is why she's happy. She's thankful to God and she's thankful to Christ. And I'm more than sure that there are many more people who helped her with this decision to follow Christ. And I'm sure that there were people who prayed for her, people who walked together with her and introduced her to Jesus and helped her to grow and be obedient to Christ. You know, the truth is, it is better together. And God desires that we will go through life with Him and with others, because it is better together. It is better to go through life with brothers and sisters in Christ. And this is what the Church of Christ is about fellowship, about journeying, just going through life together. And that brings us to the message that I've titled, Better Together. Can we say it together? Better together. Okay, so you did a great job. Okay, so I would like to pray. Lord, we thank you that we are all together, and there is a reason why we're here. You have words for us, and just your words and words of encouragement and inspiration, Lord. And we just want to receive what you have for us this morning. We want to apply it in our life, and we're praying that it will be a very special time for all of us. We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, and you know, there is something funny about math and horses. I would like to start with this, you know, just like story about math and horses. When you think about horses and how much they can pull, then math loses its logic. Math loses all sense when you talk about horses working together. And I'm sure most of us have seen beautiful this big horses pulling loads in competition. I mean, have you seen them? Of course. I mean, yes, we've seen them. And actually, personally, I enjoy it. And it looks like that these horses, they enjoy it as well. I mean, have you noticed how, did you see how excited they are? I mean, just when they get closer to the load, you know, I mean, just you can tell that these horses are excited about the load. They're ready to just take off with the load. So, talking about these horses and the math, you need to know that average horse can pull a load just a little more than 2 tons. Okay, I decided not to go with pounds because for me it's a complete confusion. So, about 2 tons. So the math will be much easier for us. That's why tons. So, but you see, math loses all sense when you put two horses together. According to simple addition, two horses should pull a load of about okay, if one pulls 1 ton, so two horses, if one pulls 2 tons, so two horses will pull what?
Four,
exactly. We are all right. But amazingly, putting two horses together, they are able to pull a load that equals about 5.5 tons. And I find it very fascinating and really interesting. Where do these 1.5 tons come from? Obviously, it doesn't come from math. So, drop from the sky? No. It is the power of together and unity and the power of one, of another one. So, this is not about math anymore, but this is about the power of togetherness. And the equation is easy. Better together. Let's say it again. Better together. Exactly. So if you aren't able to remember anything, I want you to remember to one thing. You know, just after this message, service will be over. You know, just you will be at home and somebody will ask you, so what was the message about? You'll say, better together. And you will know what you are talking about. Other people won't, but you will know. So we're going to open our Bibles. If you have your Bibles, let's open Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. So we're going to read what King Solomon wrote in this passage. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil. Yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling? He asked. And why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless and miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if the two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So there is a simple conclusion that jumps from this passage. It is better together than by yourself, than by alone. And this is not a criticism of being single or encouragement to get married. Because both of these lifestyles are good in God's eyes. Both of them bring God honor and glory. So what is King Solomon talking about? He's speaking about going through life without a friend. He says, it is hard when we journey through life by ourselves. Going through life without a friendly person is basically hard. And King Solomon is reminding us of a simple life truth. It is much better together. We know very well that it is good to have a friend you can depend on. You can share with him different things, that friend that you can pray with. It is better to journey through life together than by yourself. And to make his point, King Solomon shares four everyday life examples. So the first one is two people working together. That's the first example. The second one is a person failing and other person helping the one on the ground get up. And the third one, two people resting together, warming one another. And the fourth one, the picture of a three-stranded cord. So let's quickly look at them. The first example is a picture of two people working together. And the message is simple. Together means more. Simple message. Together means more. I mean, the outcome of togetherness is more. We can produce more. We can do more together. So, and I'm sure King Solomon was very familiar with this everyday illustration. Solomon was the king who built the majestic temple for God, and he was very familiar with people working together. He knew that more people meant that the temple could be accomplished faster. People that work together can accomplish things faster, and they can actually do more. And we look around, you know, just we work with other people, and we know that this is the way to do things together. And we know that their pay can be greater because they can do more together. They can accomplish something faster and quicker and just move to another project or job. The Apostle Paul in the book of Romans chapter 16 includes the names of many of his partners in the ministry. I mean, how often do you read Romans chapter 16? I mean, just probably not very often, you know, and usually people don't read this chapter because you read this chapter like a phone book. There are so many names, you know, just that some people even just simply skip it, you know, but this chapter is really interesting. It's very important because Apostle Paul, he brings all of these names. I think there are like about 30 of them, of people that are his partners. And he basically says, you know, just I'm able to accomplish so much because I have all of these partners, people that work with me, people that partner with me. So if you have time, I would like to encourage you just when you will be at home, just open chapter 16 and there will be a tongue twister for you, all of these Greek names. So we can do, I mean, I'm talking right now, I'm talking about Ostruda Christian Camp, about us, April, Andrzej, and our staff. We can do much more because we partner with churches, we partner with believers. That's why we can do more. We can reach to greater number of people. Together, we can do more. So the second example that King Solomon recalls is an illustration of a person falling down. And sometimes when people fall, they get hurt and need help to get up. When we are together, we can help one another. When we are together, we can help one another. And this is a beautiful illustration that reminds us that when you walk through life together, even though you fall, even though you trip over something, as long as there is a person walking along, as long as you are not alone, you will be able to stand up because somebody will help you. One of the great falls that is recorded in the Bible was the Apostle Paul. Apostle Peter fall. We remember when he denied Jesus. He was asked three times about relationship with Jesus, and Peter three times answered, "I don't know Jesus. I don't know this man." And later we see Jesus helping Peter raising up from his fall. Jesus did it after his resurrection, and we can read about it in chapter 21. And chapter 21 describes this meeting and conversation between Jesus and Peter. And three times during his conversation with Peter, Jesus tells Peter, "Feed my lambs," or "Take care of my sheep." After that, we know that Peter became passionate and dedicated apostle of Jesus Christ. It was about helping Peter to stand up, to raise up after his serious fall. It was, I believe that, and we know about it actually, it was the turning point in the life of the Apostle Peter. It was the moment that actually defined his life and his mission. We know that Peter became so passionate about Christ from that moment. So Christ's desire is that his church, which is his church is us, will do the same thing. We are here to help one another, to support one another, and to help somebody get up if he or she falls. And it will happen. We've seen it. We witness it. It will happen because we are people. So many people, once they fall, never get up. Why? Because there was nobody to help them get up. But the church of Christ should be the place where people receive help and they get up after they fall, place where they are restored to relationship with God, with Christ. So together, we can help one another. The third illustration that King Solomon shares is the illustration of two people warming each other up. Kind of, almost like, I want to say, what weird, you know, illustration. It's weird for us. But the lesson I find in this illustration is, together we can encourage one another. So, in Jesus' times, very often people camped by the road. They were traveling on. We know that in Palestine, the temperature drops at night, and the difference in temperature between day and night can be significant, can be very cold in the night. So it was a normal thing that people would kind of huddle together and just share their body heat. And this helped them to rest through the night. When we go through life, we often face temperature drops. We feel the conditions, environment around us change and become unfriendly, harsh, difficult. I mean, all kinds of things. You know, life is, I have to confess that life is not easy. We face sickness, we face problems, problems with kids, burnouts, marital problems, financial problems, losing a job, hard decisions to make. I mean, that's what we face every day in our life. And when we face them, we need each other. We need to face these problems knowing that we are not alone in it. We need to encourage and cheer one another when we go through life. Life that is not easy. Remember that we are not in heaven yet. I mean, can you tell that we are not in heaven yet? Just, I think, yeah, you just look at your right or left. We're not in heaven yet. We live in a world corrupted by sin. And we will face all kinds of temperature drop moments and problems. And we need to lift up one another we need to encourage one another, support, and share good words of hope with each other. And this list goes on and on and on. And many of us have already faced all kinds of hard situations in our life. I mean, I'm not going to ask you about it, but I'm sure that many of us would raise our hand, you know, just. And God has walked, I believe that God has walked you through them. God has been with you. You have a story to tell about his goodness. And maybe someone needs to hear how God walked you through the dark valley. You have the story. And maybe the person that is sitting right next to you, on your right or left, or maybe behind you or in front of you, just needs to hear how God walked you through the dark valley. So maybe you can encourage someone that is facing a giant that you've already overcome and buried in your life. You've moved on, and the giant today is a pile of ash. And this is exciting. And this is amazing. And you can share a story. You can say, it was hard. It wasn't easy. But God gave me strength, and together with my family, spouse, we overcame a giant. And you have a story to tell, a story that can encourage and bring hope to another person. You see, it is so different when you tackle these life issues by yourself. And it is so different when you face these giants together with God and those who love Christ. That's a big difference, tremendous difference. So together means that we encourage one another. And the fourth illustration is about a tree-stranded cord. So it's really amazing, you know, just the all three were about people, but the fourth one is about this three-stranded cord. In Ecclesiastes, we read, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So the lesson that jumps out from out for me from this illustration says, together we are stronger. Yes, together we are stronger. Can we say it together? Together we are stronger. Great. And consequently, alone and separated, we are weak. Is it true? The old tactic of Satan is to separate us. Separate us into smaller church groups, just churches that fight, just go, leave a church, do your own things, because you know better. Don't we know better? Of course we know better. So he tries to separate us as individuals when we face some kind of crisis. And the Apostle Peter has already warned us about that when he wrote in his letter of Peter, chapter 5, verse 8, he wrote, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. You see, one of the tactics of lions is to separate an animal from the herd. Once they do this, success. The poor animal simply cannot protect itself. I remember the words of one woman that sounded so spiritual. She said, it was many years ago, I need to take a break and just spend time with God and pray, just not to attend to the church, just, you know, a couple weeks or a couple months of this, you know, time, just me and God, no church. So she stopped coming to the church. She was gone for a week, for 6 weeks, and then stopped coming to the church altogether. Eventually, her life took a sharp turn, not for good, but for worse, and she's not in any fellowship of believers anymore. It's a sad story. And I understand there is a time for solitude, but never, ever separate yourself from the flock, church, from the church family, from fellowship, because then you can put yourself in serious danger. Never, ever do it. Don't even try. We understand, you know, the time. Sometimes we want to go to this cabin in the mountains, you know, just spend 2 or 3 days. And it's fine, it's good. But never ever try to separate yourself from believers, from people who love Christ. When we are together, when we are in close fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ, then we are truly strong. Truly strong. One of the phrases that defined the early church of Jesus Christ of the New Testament is the phrase one another. And this phrase just carries a simple message, a message of togetherness and unity and the fellowship of the church of Jesus Christ. So I would like to close this message today reading a few verses from God's Word, verses that remind us of the simple truth that is, it's not about I and myself and mine and me, but it is about us and you and we, and about the fellowship of believers. And all of these verses are from the New Testament. So I'm going to read them, and then I'm going to pray. Therefore, encourage one another. Offer hospitality to one another. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Love one another. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Live with harmony with one another. And the last one, no one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Better together. Let's pray. Lord, it is better to go through life with you. In fact, when we don't go with you, we miss so much. We even put our future in danger of eternal separation from you. So if there is somebody this morning in this place and does not journey and go through life with you and doesn't know you yet, Lord, we just praying that this person will understand that he or she needs you. He or she needs Jesus Christ in her life so she can go through life together with mighty God, so she can or he can go through life with Jesus Christ who gives us true life. And Lord, maybe some of us struggle with some relationships. Lord, please give us strength and reconcile and forgive and help us to love other people with unconditional love that you showed us in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to move as one body, as one family, as your church that belongs to you. We're praying in this precious name, Jesus' name. Amen. So if this message feels like God was speaking to you, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit was speaking to you, you want to start walking with Jesus. You haven't done it yet in your life, but you know it's time to go through life together with Jesus. I'd like to encourage you. The service will be over. Just please come over here to the front. It has to be this first step that has to be made. Please come to the front. Cheers. There is pastor, there are elders. I'm here. Would like to pray with you. Would like to pray for you. Maybe you are the person that struggle with some relationship and you know that your family lacks this unity and togetherness. Please just come over here. We have to somehow show it to God. And the very first step is just our prayer. And do not be afraid or feel like, oh, just other people are going to look at me. It's really about your life, about your family, about your relationships, about your relationship with God. These are extremely important things, and I believe that we should have this, we should not be afraid. We should just come and pray together. Yes, and pray together. So one more thing, if you're interested in our mission, our ministry, we left a connect list, we would like to just leave us your name, last name, and the phone number. Of course, we're going to call you, would like to meet with you. So if you would like to know more about us and our ministry, we're happy to meet with you. So God bless you, and remember, better together. Let's say it again, better together. God bless you. Thank you.